What's up, people of the internet? I'm Hannah Rose, and I'm here with Dana Wisen. Did I say it right?
Wisen.
Oh, I should have asked before we started recording. Wisen. Okay. Did you get bullied for that? That seems like a very easy name to target.
No, I got bullied for everything else, but not my name.
You're like, oddly. I had a lot of other issues yeah. that they could go for. So,
but people get it wrong now, but they, I just tell them it rhymes with dissin or listen.
Wisen.
Pissin.
Okay, Wisen.
Wisen, like is listen.
The person that hosted my show last night, Patrick, he was like Aiken. I asked him like 7 times yeah. how to say it. I was so nervous. I was just so nervous like the whole time. I was like, it's Aiken. He's like bacon, and I'm like, okay, I can remember bacon. Yeah. I love how dumb humans are. He was like bacon. I was like, okay, I can.
Yeah.
Now that you said bacon, I can remember it.
Yeah, it's a food. It's a food. Oh, yeah, I should find a food that my name, Wisen, rhymes with.
Wis, ooh.
Glistening pasta? Fissile? No.
Fissile?
Fissile? Thistle?
I don't know what food. Maybe. I was thinking Wisen, I guess because I'm just a Jew. I just think everything is like a Jewy kind of sounding name. Because in my head, it'd be like Weisenberg, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, my dad is a lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So close enough. Yeah, same
pretty
thing.
Much. You got
Jew
it.
Jew lawyer. Yeah. Dentist.
Man. You know. Man.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on. I'm glad
Thank
we
you.
Can like finally meet in real life. We've
I know.
Met. We've met on the internet. that's so stupid to say,
but it's so true. That's how like so many of my friendships have been
yeah.
since I was 13 and I had cyber sex for the first time.
Oh, or same.
Yeah. So our 13s were like 20 years apart.
Oh,
like maybe.
Yeah. Mine was like Facebook messaging like a 14-year-old. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
and I was 13. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. It's scandalous. Yeah. Mine was like, sending AOL instant messenger messages to the popular girls saying you're gonna get pregnant one day, and then I realized, oh, I'm the bully. But maybe we'll get into that.
what was your I almost said handle. That's not what they call
it. Yeah, screen name handle. Yeah, that's like the movie You've Got Mail. Yeah, his handle was Dronson. What
Did you? What was your handle to troll people? You were like an OG troll.
Yeah, and I, it was always something with Hanson. Am I too loud? Am I too close?
You're, actually, it's perfect.
Okay, cool. It was like, it just had something to do with Hanson.
So they were like, why is this gay boy hating on me right now?
Yeah, why is this guy, why is this nerd loser? Yeah, no, they knew it was me somehow. Oh. I was just, oh my God, I can't, I don't even
they
remember.
They knew it was you
because
you just were like in Hanson, like head to toe. And they're like, that's definitely Hanson lover fucker 98, you know? That's who's bullying me.
Yeah, or Hanson fucks Shania Twain, because I had a combo screen name at some point. I don't know if that was it, but yeah, Shania Twain, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I had, I had a boyfriend. I always liked older guys. I was in 8th grade. He was a freshman in high school. We met doing musical theater. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait. What play or what musical?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wait. What did you guys play?
He was the Beast and I was chorus.
But you were the beauty of the chorus? Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, whatever. Hey, Jackson, whatever.
Yo, Jackson, what up? How's your brother, Michael?
It'd be insane if he, like, messaged me and he was like, I heard your podcast. Because I haven't talked to him, like, since we made out one time. We made out one time outside of, like, the local mall where I'm from. And then I was disgusted by it. And I never spoke to him again. I ghosted him.
Wow.
I know. And he was like, I just, like, really, like, I'm so glad you're my girlfriend. And I was like, uh-huh. And I never messaged him again.
He probably was I was going to make a gay joke, and I couldn't think of a good one, so I'm going to stop.
Yeah, this is this could, you could get canceled from this. SNL knocking on your door.
Oh my god. I know. Oh my god. Okay, wait. Okay, let me tell you something before I forget. Okay, last night I was on, I did a really, really fun show. The show I canceled on you for to do a different show that I was afterwards.
There's tea.
Yeah, there's a lot of tea. But, and it was an awesome audience. The whole thing was amazing. But I had a difficulty at a few spots because it was young, I don't know, 25, 26, or just in a big crowd of like hipsters. I don't know what they're called these days. Gen Z.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're Gen Z.
Zoomers.
Zoomers, yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
Zoomers, I like that. But and there were a few jokes, because, you know, I'm not, like, the most woke person. Like, I have a joke about a woman with a penis, but I think it's pretty, I don't think it's that, it.
Who's that comic who has that joke where he's like, there's no such thing as a woman with a penis, only a man with tits. Who has that joke? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, that's a good one.
Probably someone who's canceled.
Oh my. But see, I don't know. I mean, stuff like that. Anyway, I had jokes like that, like little one-liners, and they didn't get a laugh that an older, like, improv mania, that's usually like an older, like, 30s and up audience,
right,
where last night
they're
Gracie's,
like, we just learned what trans meant, so we're
yeah.
Gonna
yeah, I mean, you can't, I mean, so I get it, you know, but so it was difficult at first with a few of my jokes, but I was able to bring them back. I don't remember why I started telling you that story. You were talking about something woke.
Canceled.
Oh, canceled.
Yeah.
Gay. So gay. Listen, don't cancel people for growing and changing and going through shit and being bad people and growing up and learning. Like, hey.
Some people bully the girls in school with a Hanson handle.
Hey, listen, they bullied other people too with their beauty. No, they were bitches, but they didn't deserve to be bitched out by the bitch.
It's just a cycle.
It's so bad.
God. Yeah, yeah.
But I learned.
I didn't even know, like, when I was being bullied in school. Like, I realized as an adult, I was like, oh, that was people being mean to me. Like, I didn't even realize that it was, like, happening. And now that I'm looking back on it, I was like, oh, they were, like, so confused that I, like, didn't react to them, like, calling me a faggot. Because I was like, oh, yeah, fun. And
wow.
And they were like, oh, what? And I was like, yeah, probably.
Like, so did you think they were just being, like, friendly or just teasing you out of...
I thought we were, like how, like, friends tease each other.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, definitely they were bullying me now that I think about it.
When was that? How old were you?
Probably, like, middle school.
Oh, God.
And I definitely got bullied by my teachers in middle school because, like, I went to, like, a preppy school and I liked, like, I was going to say Marilyn Manson, definitely Marilyn Manson, but joke's on me.
Oh, I know, yeah. But hey, we grow, you know, their music, the music is made by the guy who just wants to watch the world flourish, but all those other, you know.
But I remember having, like, a Spanish teacher. I, like, opened my locker, and I literally had a whole wall of just, like, Papa Roach. Still love Papa Roach. And my Spanish teacher was like, what is this? And, like, was, like, he was, like, bullying my locker. And I was, like,
what?
You're a teacher.
How do you not know Papa Roach?
I know. I was, like, listen, you don't know anything about music, Mr. Gomez.
Yeah. You haven't heard of Hollywood Horror, one of the best one of the three Papa Roach songs that I know and love.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Gomez.
Whatever. He skateboarded, and he was, like, 40, so... still trying to be a kid.
Oh, yeah. He probably had pictures of all the baby roaches in his wallet. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. That's.
But I really, but at the time I was like, I really was like, all my friends like me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, they were like trying to be mean and so confused when I like didn't know that I wasn't responding to it.
Oh. Like, but, why did they pick on you? Like, why do you think they picked on you? Like, were you quiet?
Yeah, because I went to, like, very preppy schools. We had to wear, like, uniforms and stuff, and I had, like, black hair, and, like,
okay.
And I, like, tried to wear, like, hand warmers and, you know, jelly bracelets.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she's creepy. She's going to kill everyone. And I was like, watch it.
Yeah,
but,
maybe. Oh, my God. Those are the kids that they do that because you guys, because the bullies, you know, piss them off enough or...
Yeah.
I'm not justifying anything. Don't cancel me for that.
I was gonna say, what was a train of thought? Train of thought.
Bullied. Marilyn Manson. Don't mess with me.
I recently just kind of like looked at people, like kind of stalked some people I went to high school with and middle school with that I thought were like so cool, and like they, it's true, like the popular kids really do peak in high school.
I love that.
It's so true. It's not like a cliche. I mean, that cliches are true. Okay. I know how to say things.
Yeah.
But I looked at some of them and I was like, oh, like I'm probably doing like the coolest stuff out of my graduating class, and I'm not even doing that much cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, but it, I mean, yeah, you produced a show out of state.
Yeah, so like whatever. What are you doing? Teaching yoga? Whatever.
Yeah, what are you doing? Having 10 kids?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah, they're getting married, having kids, just like having normal, you know, they're real estate agents, you know, and I'm just like, wow, you were, especially there's this one girl that was like super pretty. She was nice. She wasn't like a bully or anything, but like she was like modeling and like maybe she was gonna go to LA and do something, and now she just like lives at like her parents' house and like does nothing, which is like whatever. And you know, we're 23, so it's not like that old, but like I was like, oh, I really thought that like if I wasn't like her, like I was gonna have nothing going on in my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's not how it is at all. But
does she have kids?
I don't think so. I think she just is like doing whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, so out of like my group of friends, okay, here we go. So I've been friends it's sweet tea. I've been friends with the same group of girls since some of them like I don't remember how many of them. There's so many of them. Since elementary school and middle school. So that's almost, over 20 years. I have to do math. I'm doing math with my fingers right now for a long, long time.
And you're only putting two fingers up to
it. Oh, yeah. So almost 30 years. Almost 30 years.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Holy shit. And so they all have kids. They're all married. So, okay, it's four of them. Mm-hmm. They're all married. They all have kids. And then there's me. You know, I'm doing whatever the heck I'm doing, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
And
every time you go to dinner, they're like, are you okay? Or you, do you need some money? Or how are you? Yeah. You're like, my daddy's a lawyer, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I'll use my Uber money. Yeah, but if you want to treat me, it's totally fine. Oh, you don't want to eat your huge steak? I'll take it. But yeah, I a lot of my friends, they grew up, they have kids, but they also work full-time jobs, and it's like, how the fuck are you not mentally unstable? I mean, they're all mentally unstable in some, every, we all are, right?
Yeah,
right?
But yeah.
They're like,
like, how are you holding it together at all? Because I'm not holding together, and I have no responsibility except myself.
Exactly. Yeah, they all, but you know, they've also all wanted to be moms. They all wanted, like, I want to be with my boyfriend and maybe marry him, but just like be together forever, not necessarily marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But having kids and shit, I just can't. I don't know how they do it. So I think it's amazing that so many of my friends from school have kids and have that life, but I look at it and I think that would suck. They also all have money, so it's like they can afford to do like travel and stuff, and it's
I saw this, maybe it was like TikTok or Instagram, and it was like a guy being like, I'm 30 and I'm like the only single, like have no kids in my friend group, and we're all going, and they keep telling me that like you should have kids, and then we all kind of went around and, like, said, like, our most ideal day. And, like, their ideal day was, like, I just want the kids to be at grandma's. I want to wake up, have coffee, go to brunch, like, you know, get a massage. You know, just, like, a very, like, kind of mundane day. And he was, like, that's, like, I do that, like, three times a week.
That's, like, yeah, that's part of our lives. How can you, I mean, I guess.
And he's, like, you're telling me that you want me to, I should have kids, but, like, you're, like, ideal day is, like, basically what I can do every single day. And then, like, my ideal day is, like, go to the Bahamas. Like,
yeah. You know? Oh, my. Or just, like, sit at home and eat, like, order from Uber Eats or Postmates all day long. Damn. I mean, I guess, you know, if you want to have kids and do you want to have kids or do you have kids or have you had kids or have you had some, you know?
Kids?
Me?
Yeah. Little old me?
Oh, no.
No. I don't know. I keep going back and forth whether or not I want kids. I really don't think I do. Because I feel like I think I do because everyone, that's what you do. But I'm like,
yeah,
it's so hard to just think for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I
really want to like be pregnant and like get up. I want to be pregnant, but not have to deal with being pregnant. But like everyone be like, oh my God, like look how cute you are pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. That the attention of it or just like experiencing pregnancy. Like, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. But then I'd be like, I don't know how this is coming out of me. And yeah. I don't want it cut out. I don't want it pushing out. Yeah. So.
Yeah, can it, like, slide out a different area? Like,
yeah, yeah. Can I, it like, go, like, just, like, a limb at a time? And
oh,
then
yeah.
And
then you
we just sew
afterwards.
It back together.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you kind of decided you don't want to do kids or anything?
Yeah, no kids for me. I would be a terrible mother. So, my mother is amazing. She's absolutely amazing. But mm-hmm. I would be a terrible mother. I would not like my kids. Mm. I would probably, like, if they have, like, good things going for them, I'd be like, fuck you, that's not fair.
Oh my God, I have a joke about that.
What? Really?
I literally, yes. I go, I could never have a daughter because, like, if she ever had more Instagram followers than me, like, I would lose my mind.
I feel that so much in my heart. Oh my God.
And
like,
it's so horrible to think that, but...
Hey, it's
here we
real.
Are,
and there are women and men who treat their kids like that, probably. And
yeah.
I mean, I have OCD. I don't get shit done. I procrastinate everything.
Mm-hmm.
That I just have a lot of issues, and my kid would probably be like a school shooter or something like crazy.
At least
they'd like
be
that.
Famous.
Hey, that's true, but then if my kid gets famous and I don't get famous, then I'm
right,
going to do some shit.
That's yeah. another thing.
Yeah, so I don't want my kid to trigger me into, you know, something horrible, because they will.
Yeah, right.
They will.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I do meet, like, a lot of parents who, like, they'll be like, I love being a mother, I love being a mother, and then in private they're like, I want to kill my child. I want them, I can't even, I want to leave, I don't want to be around them. And I'm like, none of this is healthy. What do we...
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that, or, like, dads who... they like have no connection to their baby.
Yeah,
that happens a lot.
Sorry. Yeah.
She just pulled a chapstick out of her bosom.
Yeah, out of my bosom, baby.
Does it melt in there with the?
Thing? Oh, it's a little soft.
Okay.
Yeah, it's softer than it needs to be. That's that. Okay, like there's so many. Like I watch a lot of those like murder shows, but specifically where like. Women or people go missing, or like when women people's children go missing, because I always wonder like, oh yeah, the mom, she got tired of them one day, because I always think like
just
that would be
them.
Me
yeah.
yeah, or just accidentally push them too hard down the stairs,
right?
Like,
right,
normally
no one's gonna
works.
Know that
yeah.
it's a two-year-old, they fall, like
yeah, I mean, you know, he just fell out a tree last week, you know. But
he already had a black eye, so
yeah. Oh, that smell of death on the carpet, that was just from the last kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
We're never gonna be on SNL. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be kicked off. We'll be, what's his name? Shane Gillen. Who's that?
That was like the best diss, because it wasn't even on, it's like, because you didn't even know who he was. You're like, who?
Yeah, Shane. I think he followed me on Instagram a while back, and I thought like, ew, you look just like my ex. I won't say the insult I was about to say, because that's terrible, but I'll say it later if I remember.
It'll be on the Patreon.
Yeah, it'll be on the Patreon, just insults only. Oh, God, that's terrible. Oh, no, yeah, maybe cut that out in case he tries to, like, murder me or something one day, if you can.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, he looked like a big, dumb kid. That's what my ex looked like, and that's what he looks like, too. Okay.
Was that the insult, or was that a new
name? That was it. That was the insult. That was it. big dumb kid with big dumb hands. But that's I don't want to insult like
you. Sound like a great bully. I feel like you're really good at it.
Thank you. Oh my, you're so good.
I was being very sarcastic.
No, I know, I know. But yeah, you're really good at like callbacks and stuff, and like, and I mean, I know this is a real life conversation, but yeah, you're really good at that, and I aspire to do that.
I try to, you know, make all my conversations about my comedy. So
oh hell yeah, oh yeah, you want to hear my bit?
Yeah. Do you do the thing where, like, you kind of have, like, an idea for a bit, so you just, like, kind of work into a conversation to, like, see if it, like, would work with people, and you just kind of work it into, like, different conversations? Do you ever do that?
I do the opposite, where, like, I'll say something, and then I'm like, okay, that, I kind of performed that when I said it, so yeah. I'll try that as a bit. But gotcha. So you do that,
I'll have, like, an idea in my head, and then, like, maybe I'll have a conversation with someone, and then I kind of have, like, let's try this out on them. Let's try this out on the Starbucks barista and see how they chuck.
That's a good idea. Oh, I keep laughing right into the mic, you guys. I'm deep throating this mic. Okay.
So that's how I torture people. That's my chosen way.
But that's probably, like, I'm sure most people find that, like, charming, or just, like, because that makes it, like, a good conversation.
I know, because they're like, oh, my God, did you just think of that? And I'm like, totally, no.
Yeah. Wait, so, like, okay, give me an example of stuff, because you've said a bunch of funny stuff, like, during this.
Well, I guess I did say that I was doing a joke about I don't want my kid to have more Instagram followers. Oh, yeah. But, I'm trying to think. Yeah, or, you know, if someone... Now I'm just, like, not going to be funny now that it's, like...
Oh. Just, like, yeah, hey, have you heard about President Biden?
Yeah, he must totally be... off top.
Yeah.
No, what I do, though, is I have a therapist. I don't talk to her about any of my problems. I just, like, I basically just, like, tell her about my life, but in, like, bit form.
Ooh.
Yeah, we don't get anything done. I just make her laugh, and that's all I need.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that is...
That's a really good idea. You're kind of, like, knocking two things out of...
Yeah, I'm, like, telling her what's going on, but also, like, kind of running it, like, going through a set list. Yeah. So I had been, like, okay, is that funny? Is that funny? Did she like that? But we get nothing done. I just run bits, basically.
But do you feel good, like, after talking about things? Like, do you feel like...
My ego's definitely boosted. So I guess, like, okay. I guess it works.
Yeah.
I feel better every time. We don't talk about any of my problems that I go to bed, try to go to sleep, and I can't, but, you know.
But you find good punchlines in front of an audience.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome. Man, I think I've been wanting to go back to therapy. Maybe I'll try that. Though I'll probably just cry the whole time. Like,
I can't believe I never told anyone.
Okay, there's she'll try to, like, really get deep, and then, like, I'll just keep trying to bring it around to bits, and then she'll be like, okay, Hannah, but, like, really? That was hilarious, and I'm like, thank you. How are you really feeling? And I'm like, this is not what you're here for.
You're just here to listen. Yeah. Listen to this.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. I just really can't talk to a therapist.
Do you get emotional, or?
I'm just not that open. It's weird because I feel like I'm way more open doing stand up, but, like,
okay,
talking to a therapist is just. I don't know. I just can't really.
Is it kind of like, do you have an easier time performing for a bigger audience than a small audience? Like, is it kind of like that?
No. I can do whatever audience. One person, my therapist.
Yeah, I can do it in front of the mirror, in front of some peaches on the counter.
I make myself laugh, don't worry. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For some reason, just, like, talking to one person about. I don't know. The things that, like, I should be talking about in therapy, I can talk about it on stage.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the deal is. I might have a mental breakdown and shave my head at one point, so.
Hey, I support it. You know, whatever you need. You wear cool outfits and stuff, you'll have a cool
style. It'll
go
with it. I can't really shave my head right now because I have a huge mole on my head. Ooh. And I've had guys be like, it's probably cute. Like, let me see it. And I show them, and they'll always be like, that looks cancerous.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I told you, it's gross.
Yeah.
No. I'm like, I couldn't shave my head unless I got that dealt with, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you can just, like, cover it with a sticker.
I'd have to get, like, a puff sticker just to, like.
Does it hurt?
No, but it's just, I mean, I've never actually seen it. I can just, like, feel it. It's big.
Yeah.
And I've shown dermatologists, and they're like, it's fine. I'm like, there's no way it's fine. I feel like I have a brain tumor coming out of my head, but it's fine for now.
I mean, has it been with you your whole life? You're
for the most part, yeah.
Okay, so it's there just to support. That's who you should be talking to about your problems is the mole.
On just, the top of my head.
Yeah, just... Maybe that's where all your ideas and your bits come from.
Yeah, if I got it chopped off, maybe I won't be funny anymore. That's
yeah.
It's all just in my mole on the top of my head.
See, that's why it's under your hair, because it needs to be protected. Yeah. So I think that's, yeah, yeah, nature's got you covered. Yeah. You're good.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's so hot. My train of thought is just like, how do you live in anger. In the heat?
A lot of anger, always angry, like in the summer.
Because you just like you can't not be warm. Like it's just,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like I like cold more because then you can like put layers on. But like when you're hot, like you're like I just want to get out of my skin.
Yeah, and nothing helps. I mean, maybe if you stick your head in the freezer or go somewhere. I guess you can do it now. Like go to like.
Oh yeah, I bet last year was brutal.
Well, I was at home and that was okay.
You're like, my dad's a lawyer. We have a nice house.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, we got the primo air conditioning. No, but it's miserable, especially like you know, this is like my year round outfit, like black leggings and a shirt, maybe a tank top, and it's like, and I'm always driving, so I'm always in the sun somehow, not directly, but it's miserable. It's terrible. I don't know how people like go out and, you know, jog in the summer or some people hike in the summer in the mountains, and that just drives me nuts. Like you're,
how?
I don't know, but some people, there's a lot of bros that are like, yeah, I hike with no water. Like, okay. Bitch.
Yeah, you seem like a great bully.
Yeah.
I feel like you thought you were a bully and they were like, oh my god, this autistic girl, like she's trying to make friends.
That is so very likely. That is, oh my god. That's
your mind's blown. You're like, yeah.
That's totally because I was so fucking weird. I was so weird.
And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Dana.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better about this whole thing because it's like, no, I don't want to be the bully. I want to be bullied so I can have something to complain about.
Right. You're like, that's why I'm a comic because I had a hard life.
Yeah. Yeah, people said I looked like Sideshow Bob, but that was true. That was true.
Yeah.
That was true.
He had red hair, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know, I was a large kid, like tall, like super tall compared to everyone else. And I had more of an afro. Now I have, like, just you know, poofy curly hair, but then it was like it was tall, and I thought boys would love it because I was different. But you know what? They didn't. But I didn't love myself. Okay.
Oh my god. I had like black. I can't believe my mom even let me dye my hair black. I really should have had stricter parents. I'm honestly upset my mom let me be so ugly. Like, I just wore, like, men's Hot Topic clothes, and I had, like, short black hair and just, like, eyeliner around my... I just was like, Mom, I looked so bad. Like, I wish you were a mom who was like, you can't wear makeup, because I would have resented you then, but now I would have been like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you dye your own hair?
Oh, yeah, my sister was, like, a bot. It was so... It was
no.
And to ever get my hair light again, it took like years.
Oh yeah, did that cause a lot of damage?
Kinda. My hair grows pretty fast, so I just kinda like grew it out. That looks sexy. But yeah, I was like, why were you letting me express myself? You shouldn't have let me do that.
Especially the eyeliner.
Yeah.
The eyeliner
was so bad.
Yeah. Did you even like smooth it or smudge it or oh no, you didn't.
It's just and it was like that time period where like in the waterline was normal.
Ooh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
And then you were like, I'm about to go blind because I have so much eyeliner in my eyeball.
Oh yeah, and you would actually could see it on some people floating around their eye.
Yeah.
But hey, it was I mean, you were into Marilyn Manson, Papa Roach. Who else were you into? Or like, What other, like, subculture stuff?
Oh, God. Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Godsmack. Just, you know, typical seventh grade girl stuff.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus. Always Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah, there always has to be, like, that one bright spot in the pit of goths.
In me listening to Lamb of God.
Ooh, man, you went all the way. You were all the way across the spectrum.
I was all the way nu metal, and I don't know. So many subgenres, but... And then I went way emo. I went from nu metal to My Chemical Romance real quick.
Oh, man. Okay, it sounds... I've heard that same transition.
Yeah.
Like, so, you were in middle school in 2006, 2007?
No.
Oh, I don't, no, I'm not doing my math right.
2000, I graduated middle school in 2012.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, shit, yeah, that was like.
That was like, My Chemical Romance was kind of already, they broke up when I was in middle school.
Okay.
So they weren't that popular then, but yeah, they broke up when I was like in eighth grade.
Was that a sad time for you?
Listen.
Oh.
I got tickets to their reunion tour. It's not happening until 2022. So I know, because it's supposed to happen in 2020, and then Panorama happened, and yeah. But I'm excited. I feel like they're gonna be so old. And it's not going to be the same, but, you know.
That's exciting either way, I think. Like,
yeah, no, I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. That's, are you seeing him in, like, a big...
Yeah, the Staples Center.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last concert you went to before the Portobello?
I've never heard Portobello. I like that one. My mom's going to listen to this podcast and be like, I don't know what that means. My mom listens to all my podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, mom, that eyeliner.
You shouldn't have let me do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I saw a couple. The last one I saw was The Wonder Years. Do you know that band?
No.
They're like an emo whatever band.
Okay.
But I saw them. Definitely had COVID when I saw them. Didn't know I had COVID, but definitely had it.
Uh-oh.
Because I got sick, like, I got really sick a couple days later. So, you know, super spreader event.
Hey, yeah. I've always wanted to go to a super spreader event. So you're living the life.
I didn't realize how people weren't going to wear masks here. I thought it was a little bit more liberal.
Oh, wait. Okay. So what were you expecting? You were expecting people to wear masks?
I was expecting people inside wearing masks. I knew that like indoor dining stuff would be open, but I thought inside restaurants people would have masks on.
Okay. Yeah, that was maybe it's only been like maybe a month or two or month or two really where some businesses have been really lenient on
it. Yeah.
Since I started doing live shows again like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or some businesses will just like have you wear it when you walk through the door.
Right.
And then
It's kind of redundant. You're like, I'm taking it off anyways. So,
yeah.
And I went into Walmart today and there was like a sign and it was like, masks optional for fully vaxxed patrons. And
okay.
I was walking through and the people who had their masks off, I was like, you are at the insurrection. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
You are vaccinated.
Yeah. There's no way, Mr. Baseball hat.
I know. I'm like Sharon, I can tell by there's no way. But yeah. Well, cuz I was actually just in South Carolina and they're wearing more masks there than here. I was very surprised by that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that
cuz I went to Walmart in South Carolina and not even in Charleston, like off, you know, in a more like rural area, and everyone had a mask on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't give a fuck. I mean, like...
Yeah, I thought it would be like South Carolina, because, you know, but yeah, I was very surprised by that.
I've only seen those masks optional for fully vaccinated people for like the past few weeks, so that might be like a newer thing. And I still feel weird, like,
It's so bizarre. I like walked in, I like didn't have my mask on, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like no one else. I mean, do I have to have it until I sit down? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, I keep like holding it. Yeah, because I like went and I got us like breakfast, and I was like, because I don't want to be the asshole with like the mask on, and then like everyone isn't. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm trying to like fit in here, so I'm like, so I'm like kind of trying to hold it, and then like looking through the window to see like what's happening, but
I just lost it.
Masks.
Oh, gas stations, at least I think Circle K's and 7-Elevens, I go a lot. They're still all like you have to wear a mask inside. It's like, oh, the gas station. But yeah, that's they got a lot of scary people.
That's true.
Who may or may not be vaccinated or in the realm of.
I mean, this Walmart. I was like, there's no, I can't imagine anyone here is vaccinated.
Yeah. But out here in wherever we
it
are right now.
It was in the city called Surprise.
Oh, okay.
It was like 20 miles north.
Okay.
Or not 20 miles, maybe 10 or something.
Well, I know there's some more conservative towns, like Gilbert is. I think it's like a lot of Mormons. And I know there's some out here. I'm not sure about Surprise, but I was like,
definitely no one here is vaccinated, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it, Jim Bob. Yeah. Sorry to all Jim Bob. Don't cancel me. Listen, my dad's name is, well, it's not Jim Bob, but it's Bill.
Yeah. Okay. That's a similar kind of.
Yeah. Bill Bob.
Oh my God. Oh, so we were talking about it being hot and miserable here. Are you ever thinking about moving at any point?
No, I am terrified of changing my life. And no, I think maybe one day, because, you know, I live with my parents. They're old as fuck. And they're old as fuck. And I, you know, my whole life is here. My parents, my dogs, my, I the weather sucks here in the summer, but when it's the rest of the year, it's
nice, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a good thing going here, and my boyfriend's here, and I think, like, as much as I would love to do comedy or live in a scene or perform in a scene like L.A. or, like, where all the good stuff is, I could not handle it. Like, the driving, the living, the money. I mean, I can't even afford to live on my own here, so it's like...
Yeah.
But...
People in LA rent like a studio apartment with like seven other people. So
Yeah. And then, you know, my daddy can't really help me with that. So it's like, I can't, but, so I don't see myself ever moving. Maybe after like if my parents ever die, knock on wood. Ooh, there's food. I'm gonna look at that. I'm not gonna touch it. Sorry. If I ever move anywhere, it would definitely be like up north in Arizona where something like Flagstaff or.
Oh, I like Flagstaff.
Yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And, cause that's like, even in the summer, it's like, okay, this is nice. I mean, it's still
like
it's like
mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I don't branch out. I'm not that kind of, I will make it in comedy here. I will not go to LA or I refuse. I refuse.
I definitely feel like most people that move to LA, it's always like you have to strike when the iron's hot. Like, it's like everyone you meet that moves to LA, they're like, I was manic and I just left and like no one knew left. Yeah. And then they're like, now I'm here.
Whoa.
No one's like ever really plans it. They're always like, I went through a breakup and I got bangs and then I just was like, I guess I'm going to move to LA. And then that's why everyone's crazy there.
Holy shit. We have a lot of comics move from Phoenix to LA and they're big now, like Chappelle Lacey, he's like on all like the what's that guy's name, Brandon.
I just love how you like you're just dissing all of these huge comics. You're like, what are their names again? Like, I don't even know.
Oh my God, that's
I don't even
so bad.
Know who they are. Like,
oh, that's me being a terrible bully. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. No, they're all awesome. They're
probably who? Not, but
Schaub, Brendan Schaub. I don't really know his comedy. I know people fun of it, but I'll just assume, whatever. But no, but yeah, Chappelle Lacey, Jesse Johnson. She was in the Kill Tony band. Mm. And then Michael Longfellow. Mm. He's been on like Conan and stuff. But yeah, they, they all moved out there. I think they probably had like people out there they knew and stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know comics and stuff, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to live with anyone. That's the thing. I don't want to live with anyone unless it's like my boyfriend or family. I guess.
No, people are crazy. I've been grateful that I've been able to live alone, but I have heard so many horror stories about living with people, and
that's scary. Like, even if you know the people, like,
I feel, and you really can't live with friends because it just ruins the friendship.
Yeah, you're guaranteed to lose a friend or have, you know. I mean, that's awesome. You live alone. That's
studio. Me and my cat.
Oh my god. So okay. So you do have a roommate. A little fur.
Yeah.
Fur
she
murder.
Keeps me in line. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't really feel like you have to live in LA to be a comic, because especially so much stuff is online and you can grow an audience online and travel, and I don't really think you need to be in LA to do stand up.
Yeah, I agree.
York or whatever.
Yeah, I think now it would definitely be fun to travel to New York. I mean, tour, obviously. It would be fun to tour.
Yeah.
But also just like maybe stay in New York for like a few weeks or something and do a bunch of shows. And just because it sounds like, I mean, the New York City comedy culture is so different, and you probably have to work. It's like a different kind of like writing and working, and I would love to experience that. And but yeah, also with doing stuff online, I mean, we both do a ton of stuff online, and
yeah,
I think,
and that's kind of how you have, like it's not, you know, most comics, like you do. You know, 80s, 90s, it's like you go to LA and then you got to do late night and then you do. And it's like, that's not really how it is anymore. It's like you have to like have a TikTok following.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
That's
it's
difficult. Yeah, that is so difficult.
Yeah.
And yeah, late night shows, I think they're like on their way out. I mean, or the one, I know comics still do, or before the pandemic, comics were still doing the Stephen Colbert late night show.
Mm hmm.
A lot of good comics, like Bonnie McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my favorites. I watch, she has one set on there, like, I just watch all the time. It's like, oh my god, she's gorgeous. It's like, oh my god. And then also she's an amazing writer. I love her.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that stuff's, I think Conan isn't a show anymore, or it's gonna
I know,
be a different
they just,
format.
Oh yeah, I heard something about him backing out of it, and I don't know.
Oh shit. Well, he's been doing it for a long time, but
yeah, I mean, I feel like he is, because he does his podcasts and he does other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a podcast that's cool, and he's always done like Conan travels kind of stuff. I feel like he has learned to transition. I think he knows where late night is going, and he's kind of like, I know how to kind of level myself up in this other way. So I feel like it's smart that what he's doing. I think he's doing it purposely as a business move.
And he has like the improv skills and the interview skills, and he's like, But yeah, but it seems like with comics, because now in LA, you guys have. Are you in LA? I keep saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I just refer to all of California as LA.
I mean, basically.
That's basically it.
LA and San Francisco. That's all you need to know.
Is San Diego worth it, or are they not in the that?
I've done shows in San Diego, but I don't really know the scene there.
Okay.
But I think it's good for like LA comics to like go there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just an elitist, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. San Diego probably costs like $50 to sign up for an open mic. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But,
oh yeah. So I've seen some bigger, like, shows that I would love to be on. They look like they're awesome. Like pop up in California, like the Supernova show. I don't know if that was on before.
Mm-mm.
Jam in the Van.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, they have great flyers, or Jam in the Van does, and it looks like it's a lot of like all those famous Comedy Store comics. They're doing those shows. It's like, oh, that's what I want to do. But so it's cool that like those kind of things exist, and I think like, you know, we can definitely like build that kind of thing in Phoenix. I mean, the scene here is already, it's getting bigger and bigger. And now we have stuff all like in Glendale, Chandler, Gilbert, like not just in like the Phoenix center of things. So
yeah, it seems like the scene here is pretty big.
Yeah. It's competitive. people are getting really competitive these days, and it's like, okay, I'm kind of like here's the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like maybe I'm like a few inches below it, and I'm trying to figure out how to break through that.
I feel like that's. I was actually talking to my friend who's like an actor. We were kind of talking about. She's a working actor, and we were kind of talking about how there's not a lot of resources for like. In whatever you're doing in entertainment, like, there's always, you can watch podcasts or listen to podcasts and stuff about, like, starting acting or, like, starting comedy, but there's not a lot of resources for, like, when you're kind of in the middle and you're doing stuff to then get to, like,
yeah.
that level. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there's a lot less, it's, like, harder to figure out, like, you're doing it, you're good at it, you've been working, you have some connections, and then you're, like, how do I push myself over the edge?
Yeah.
I think that applies to, like, all entertainment, but,
Yeah, like, how do you go from, like, consistency or just, like, getting booked or getting jobs, which is awesome, to, you know, getting, like, you know, more recognition or getting, like, the bigger
yeah.
paid, yeah.
And have it be full-time, and, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we were just having a conversation about how I feel, like, in all industries, we're kind of like, how do we do that?
Yeah.
Because
a lot of it's on us now, and like
yeah.
we're all teaching ourselves how to market ourselves, but it's like we only know so much. We can't like force ourselves to go
yeah.
viral. Like,
yeah,
what else can we do with? Do we need managers? Like, when do you get a manager? What do they do?
Yeah,
I want an assistant.
Mm,
like,
yeah,
just to do all my like talking to people stuff for me, or like. Because, like, I think it's awesome. Like, I'm always inspired by people, especially women who go to venues and ask or if they can run a show there or
mm-hmm.
however you do that. And it's
mm-hmm.
just because I'm just anxious a lot and I
yeah.
second guess myself, even though I know what I have to offer as, like, an entertainer and whatever. But, like, that kind of stuff, it's like, oh, I want to do that. But
yeah.
And so, yeah, I think we just, like, people, actors, comedians just have to ask, like, sometimes
yeah.
I'll ask, like, comics I see doing big stuff, and I feel like an idiot, but sometimes I'll be like, yo, how do you, not, like, how did you get booked on that, or, like, what did you say to this person,
right?
Or how did that conversation come up, like,
yeah, 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 yeah. And you, like, don't want to ask them that, and, like, yeah, I feel like I've learned recently, and also just living in LA, is, like, when you're around a lot of big comics, you kind of realize, like, a lot of them just, they, like, actually do kind of suck. And,
there's
kind of a less of a pedestal. Like, I've slowly been, like, oh, these are just, like, shitty asshole dudes who, like, didn't get laid and, like, they're trying to get laid now. And,
yeah, they keep doing it.
Listen, I know too many things about too many people.
Oh,
but,
no.
But, oh, sorry. Was there a fly in my head, or
there,
did I just have a crazy...
I think it was over there, yeah.
Okay.
We've been followed. We're surrounded by a nice little fly guy.
Was I... Oh, but just kind of slowly not having people on pedestals, and then seeing people that I see run shows, and I'm like, oh, like, I could do that. Like, if he's doing it that poorly, I could do it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, just kind of... Yeah, and yeah, because I am very anxious about asking if I can do a show and, you know, all these things. But then I have to keep reminding myself, like, what's the worst they're going to do? Say no or don't respond?
Yeah.
They don't care about me.
Yeah.
Like,
at all. They won't even, like, sometimes I think, oh, they'll say no and then they'll go, like, make fun of me to their friends.
Right.
But it's like, they probably care so little about you that they,
yeah.
and that's like, I mean, that's depressing too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, no.
Makes
and
me feel better. I'm like, I'm not even a thought in their head. Like, they might
yeah.
have saw the email and they were like, no, and then like just dumped it or
yeah.
like, didn't even see it or like, yeah. So I keep having to remind myself, like, literally no one cares about you in a good way.
Yeah.
But also kind of in a bad way, but.
And whatever they think about you, good or bad, you're probably never going to find out.
Yeah.
And it's like. Yeah, it's hard if we start thinking that ourselves, like, oh, he probably thinks I'm this and that.
Yeah, that's a little narcissistic to be like.
That's true.
They're thinking about me. Literally no
yeah.
one's thinking about you.
Yeah, no, his girlfriend isn't going down on him anymore. And
right.
He spends all his time thinking. So maybe he will think about us. I don't know. It's like,
oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. So I just, that's kind of been like my thing I'm trying to push this year, is like asking for things and kind of being better at networking and
hell yeah,
being okay with people being like no or failing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because really, all you're gonna, if someone says no, like, you know, a lot of times, like, people tell women, like, if someone's bugging you, just say no, and it's like, that's hard, and like, don't like say anything else with it, just say no. But like, you know, when people like reject you, whether it's like, you know, asking to be on a show, they'll usually, they won't even say no, they'll just say sorry, can't, not booking right now or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they'll normally be like, oh, I do this too, like if someone, I kind of, okay guys, this is inside tea.
Oh hell yeah.
I mean, not really.
Oh okay,
but
is it outside tea?
Yeah. It's on the porch, sweet.
Oh
tea.
Yeah, with the peacock.
I've had, comics are so thirsty for stage time. I get it. That's why I started a show. But before I even, like, I made the Instagram, wasn't posting anything about it. There was nothing on the Instagram. I got so many DMs, like, can I be on this show? I'm like, you don't even know what this is. Like, I had so many messages. I didn't respond to most of them, but if someone asks me in person, I'll be like, oh, send in a tape and my team will look at it. I have no team. It's just me.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted a team. That is awesome. Just, yeah.
You go, oh, I got, my team will check out your tape. There's no team.
I'm going to use that. Can I use that?
Yeah, do it. Of course, yeah. Use it.
Oh, you mean my football team? That's what I'm talking about.
You mean my cat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my cat. This fly, that's our team.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so it kind of, like, takes the pressure off of you. It's like, I'm not the only one choosing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's. Hold on. Sorry.
I really didn't know what was going to happen.
I know. I'm like, hold on a second. Did I look like I was barfing? I burped, for anyone who didn't hear
that.
That
would be amazing if you just barf in your shirt.
I mean, this is a good, I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that. Ew, that's disgusting. I forgot what you said.
Oh, my team will get back to you.
Oh, yeah. I ran a Zoom show just twice. It was just too much. It was fun, but my internet, it was just bad. But, after the first one, I had a bunch of people message me, like Zoom comedians, and I said, like a pussy ass bitch, I said, oh, I'll add you to my list, like asking them, because they asked for spots, and
yeah,
you
can't
know,
do that, because they will annoy you forever.
I know.
Don't ever give your phone number to anyone. Never give your phone number to anyone.
I almost gave someone my number, because they didn't even ask for it. I just thought, like, okay, I feel so guilty, I'll give you this in case you ever want it, but it's not a comic I would ever book.
All right.
Yeah, okay, so have you given out your number and had, like, annoying?
Yeah, a couple times, but if someone wants to message me, I'm like, or get in contact with me, I'm like, here's my email. You can email me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting pretty cutthroat with people.
That's good. You have to be.
And I'll say it, like, to their face. I'm going to tell you something after this, because.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm pretty, like, no, or you can email me, or, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's really good, because it's not, you're not setting them up, you aren't giving them hope. I think, like, a lot of people have that in them already, and then if someone gives them, like, it's like with women, we give guys the slightest, by saying, okay, maybe another time, it's oh, God, no.
And then they'll annoy you for 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Been there. I was on a show last night. Oh my God. Okay. This guy who's just annoyed me for a long time. I've blocked him on things. I've told him, like, don't come to my show. You're annoying.
Yeah.
And, like, creepy. He's kind of delusional. There's something going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I blocked him a few months ago on Zoom, and I told him, or on social media, and I told him, you can't come to my Zoom show, even though he bought 2 tickets after I told him, don't come to my show.
Yeah.
And, I've been, like, nervous about seeing him. Like, he's so annoying. And I was on my show last night, and during my set, and it was going really well, I turned my head, and boom!
Oh my
there
God.
He was in, like, the of third course. Row, and he was smiling and he had wide eyes, and I'm like, I'm not like physically afraid of him because he's a little bitch, like whatever. It's nothing like that. It's just like his presence. And yeah. I was so annoyed that he would dare do that. That
right.
he would sit there.
The
and,
audacity.
Yeah.
That's my new thing is like, if men have the audacity to like ask me to do my show when they're clearly shit. Yeah. Or like, I'm like, I have the audacity to be like, no, no.
Oh my God, that's so true. Yeah.
If they have the audacity to behave in that way, I'll have the audacity to
yeah.
behave a different way. So
that's true. Oh my God. See, I really love hanging out with awesome women like you because mm-hmm. I am an insecure little old lady. And I'm not good with standing up for myself. I mean, I've gotten better at it over the years.
I feel like I've had to, just living in LA, I just really had to learn quick because, like, you'll really get the shit kicked out of you physically yeah. and mentally by oh. people if you don't get cutthroat.
Yeah.
And I just don't have time with people who just act like children, like, men and women. I've had a couple situations recently where I've had like grown adults throw fits at me, and I literally am like, I can't even communicate with you, and I have no point to communicate with you because you can't even like, I just don't have time for it. And then they like don't, and I act very mature and like try to like conflict resolution. And if they say something shitty to me, like I don't even like say anything, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm like their parent, and like, what was the point of that? I'm really great. That was the point. No, but there was a point to that. I just don't have time for it. And it's baffling. I think I'm just learning that like adults will act like children forever. I thought like maybe
yeah.
it changes. It doesn't. It's like 35-year-olds where I'm like, I'm literally mothering you right now.
Yeah. And was it in the comedy scene? Or
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course it was. Yeah. Comedy scene, we have a lot of adult babies. The big dumb kids. Wow. And I think maybe I've always suspected this about me because I'm nice and I'm nice in person, and because I think I'm a pushover, or I have been. Mm-hmm. And
you're saying you're a bully and now you're a pushover.
I know. See, I'm a terrible bully, but I'm a great pushover. But I think sometimes I think that people will take advantage of that. I just get that vibe from some people who've like tried to like get on mm-hmm. shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what I was saying. If they
you're a pushover, you're not a good bully.
Oh yeah. And so anyway, like the adult babies, they respond well to that. Because I think I do the mothering
right.
thing. And it's usually with male comics. There are some women, it's like, yeah, I don't know how to talk to you right now. You're making me feel uncomfortable. But like,
yeah,
that was a lot. I had caffeine before I came here. I told myself I wouldn't, but I did. But I don't regret it.
Oh, no, that was going to say. Oh, I literally forgot it. I literally remembered it and then completely forgot it. This heat. When they act like babies, something about them being babies.
Like emotional or like freaking out at you or tantrums.
Yeah, I just
asking for stuff.
Fuck, it was good too, very informative.
Yeah.
my mom would have loved it.
Oh no.
I don't know, they're babies.
Yeah,
that's all.
They're babies. They ask a lot of you. They require,
oh
yes,
it's really not even that good.
Okay.
Say it before I forget it. Because I won't play their games, and I will talk to them. Like they'll call me a name or something, and I won't fire back at them, and I won't give them a reaction, and it upsets them so much more, and it's like the greatest thing in the entire
awesome.
World. And they don't know what to do, like, cause they're used to talking to other immature adults where like they just kind of like,
yeah.
And then when you don't play their games, they're literally like, oh, okay,
yeah.
What do you? Okay, sorry. And you're like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, because they were expecting you to be on their side or like
They're expecting me to be to then call them a bitch, and then they'll be like, "You call me a," you know what I mean?
Oh,
they're trying to they're trying to rile me up. I've been with enough abusive men. I know how to not play the game. But
yeah, you learned. You had to learn fast.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people, they try to say things to then get me to go off on them, so then they have a reason to like be like, this girl, blah, 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 you know, and I won't play their game, and they just get so confused. They don't even know how to respond. They're like, oh, well, this usually works, you know.
I'll go find another woman to try this on. Yeah. Damn, that's awesome. It's, it sucks that you had to learn or, like,
but
relationships and stuff.
I feel like just, I think that is the thing about LA is, like, I just have had to learn. The people there are just so crazy. They really are insane. But I was really like, okay, like, I either can sink or swim in this because shit's crazy. Yeah. But, So.
Dumb adult babies. I can't think of anything else to call them. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun doing your Instagram live.
I know, that was so fun. Yours and a couple other, some of them were like horrible, but
yeah.
I was like upset that I couldn't, like, I was like, I want this to be like in podcast for you know what I mean?
Oh,
I was
like,
I was like, some of these like our conversation was really good, and a couple other ones I thought were really good, and I was like, I hate that this is like just on IGTV, because no one's gonna ever see this again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good, I guess, like, pandemic thing to do.
Yeah, I like that. I like how a lot of people kind of like got into podcasting because of the porcelain.
I put too much pressure on you saying that I really liked Portobello.
Oh no, I love it. I've heard a bunch of people do that on different podcasts, and I'm like, okay, I gotta like up my game.
Yeah, you have to write a bunch of
What's another P? Like, not penis. That's so stupid. This penis has been good.
Yeah. We've been on a potassium for a very long time.
Oh yeah. We're on a fair. No, there's no fairy that starts with a P, is there? It's a nice fairy.
Do you want to plug anything that you're doing?
Just follow me on socials at Dana Wisson. It's Dana Wisson on everything. I have a podcast called Fart Talk every Wednesday, 7 p.m. PST. Hannah's been on it.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's awesome. We talk about farts. We fart. We have a bunch of Patreons.
Really?
People, or patrons.
Patrons of Patreon?
Yeah. We have a Fart Talk Patreon where we post fart videos and other weird stuff.
Wow. Do you have to, like, get yourself ready to fart? Like eat a lot of beans that day and, like, get ready?
Not really. I used to, but I've, like, changed my diets. I was eating, like, crap for the longest time, so I didn't have the best farts or any, really.
Right.
Gross. But, yeah, now just like I usually make film videos in the morning, like,
so you're all ready to go.
Yeah.
What are your patrons like? Are they normal? That seems like how I feel like you're okay. I don't want to say women are asking for it, but really asking for the weirdos to come out when you make a show about farting.
Oh, and yeah, and that's something I do struggle with, that because we do have a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, and you're like, well, I guess I made this bed, so
yeah. And it's like, I don't, like, as much as, like, I would love to have, like, an OnlyFans or, like, have, like, that kind of, the confidence to have one. But mm-hmm. I don't think I could ever do it. So this is kind of, like, my version of OnlyFans. It's like, because I don't get naked or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, like, we have, I think all the guys who are on our, they're all men. There mm-hmm. might be one woman.
Yeah.
And they definitely have fart fetishes because they'll message us. Yeah. They'll be like, hey, send me a video of you making a fart sound with your mouth, and they always want it for free. I'm like, okay, no, but yeah. So
do you have some that pay?
We've had some. Lex had one. They send us stuff through our Amazon wish lists. And Lex, I think she's had she. I don't know all the details, but yeah, I haven't had anyone pay me directly for a fart. But I mean, I'll do it.
You're like, listen, if you want one,
yeah.
Do you guys have like a P.O. box?
I'll say yes. Yeah, I know. We need one.
Well, I was just going to say, because on OnlyFans, you can have like a P.O. box. I mean, not a P.O. box, like an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
And I read on Reddit that.
I knew it.
Sometimes, if you on your wish list, sometimes they'll send where they're sending it to. So it'll say like your address to them, because sometimes, like, you know, Amazon will like take a photo, like it's been delivered, and it will go to the person that sent it, or it'll be like, we're on route, and it'll like send them the route.
Okay.
That's why I'm telling you.
Thank you. Okay.
That's why I say P.O. box, or if there's Amazon lockers, or.
Oh yeah.
You can use, yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Cause like, I think the only people I've received stuff from, one was a girl. I mean, girls can be creepy too, but like, we've done her podcast and she's cool. But this other guy, he was really pushy with us after he sent us each stuff.
Mm.
And like, he sent me a fart blaster gun, which is cool. He sent Lex some pajamas.
And he's like, now talk to me. I gave you a little fart toy. Now.
Yeah, he was pretty pushy. And then he was on our Patreon for a bit and then unsubscribed. And he's like, yeah, this isn't what I thought. I'm like, that's cool. I mean, I get it. You wanted naked butts farting. But, yeah.
You just have clothed Lululemon butts farting.
Oh, we clothed Amazon Walmart butts. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd just let you know. I feel like so many people don't know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been avoiding, like, reading about it because no one sent me anything for a while. And
yeah.
But it's like, I know I shouldn't. Yeah.
It seems, like, too good to be true. I don't think they always send people, like, your location, but I think sometimes they do.
Yeah, and there could always be a fluke. Like, you never,
Yeah, so I P.O. box.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're doing fart talks, anything else? You host shows, do shows?
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, I'm hosting at Improv Mania this weekend. Mm-hmm. I perform at Improv Mania in Chandler a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just follow me on social media. I'll post all my stuff there. Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll be famous soon, hopefully.
You're gonna be at the top of the Phoenix game.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah. I mean, hopefully more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Might look at some peacocks later.
Oh hell yeah.
Cool.